Hi, my name is Jeff Pagano and welcome to Harpin' Boo, an audio boo recording to go with my rugby blog, which can be found at harpinonrugby.net. The views expressed are mine and mine alone. This is episode 18, which I've titled Auvergne and Auvergne and Auvergne. This weekend's opponents for the boys in blue are Clermont Auvergne in the Heineken Cup, with kickoff at 5:45pm Saturday at the Aviva Stadium and live coverage on Sky Sports. I'll give my final score prediction at the end of the broadcast. And as a special treat for you this week, I have with me here in the studio none other than the Saracens director of rugby himself, Mr. Brendan Venter. Thanks for coming, Brendan. I just have one question for you. Have you been thinking about what you're going to say in your Sky interview after playing Racing tonight?
Yeah, I've been thinking deeply, yeah, thinking deeply. Sky interview, playing Racing tonight, deeply, thinking deeply.
Okay, I get it, deeply. Maybe we should just leave it there, okay?
Deeply.
Fine, yeah, I heard you, that's fine, thank you for that. Moving right along. Okay, now the name of today's show is called Auvergne and Auvergne and Auvergne, and that's partly a tribute to Mr. Dubly. Okay, will someone show him the door, please? Thank you. Thank you. God. Partly as a tribute to him for his little performance last weekend, but also to these back-to-back games we have in the Heineken Cup. It's a unique feature to this competition, and it's a brilliant one. You play the same team 2 weeks in a row, so even though it's just a six-day turnaround, it's the same for both teams. So there can be no complaints on that score. You get to settle all the scores that were made last week, and it's just a brilliant opportunity. Not to mention the fact that it's going to be a packed Aviva Stadium. The only drawback is everyone's calling this a mouth-watering contest, which it is. But if our mouths are going to be watering, our mouths are going to be full of ice with the weather forecast. I really hope the snow stays away tomorrow morning. And we can enjoy a full day. I'm hoping to get to Ball's Bridge for about 3:30 so I could watch the Munster match beforehand, maybe in the Beggar's Bush or some pub near the stadium. And I'm looking forward to a great day. I've been looking forward to this for a long time, so I hope it pans out. As regard how the game's going to go, I don't have the teams yet, but my only really worry would be Jamie Heaslip. I hope he's fit to play. We're going to need him in the back row. No offense to Dominic Ryan, but they're a big team. They're a strong team, as Clermont showed. But also, as I said in my write-up of the game last Sunday, even though we lost by 7 points, I didn't see anything to make me worry too much going up against them. It's going to be a tough contest. It's going to be an even contest. I just think we need to take our chances when we're in there 22, and we've got every chance of coming out on top and staying on top of this group. We've got 2 out of 3 matches left at home, and I really, really fancy our chances in this pool, and I hope we can come up with the goods on Saturday. The only other thing I want to briefly talk about is this Paul O'Connell issue. I've spoken about it in comments around and about the blogs, but my views are very simple on the subject. Was it a red card? Yes. Was it a stupid thing for him to do? Yes. I think Munster were on their way to a bonus point win, which had given them 5 and Ospreys 0 pool points, but in the end, they pulled it back, and Munster only got 4 and Ospreys got 1. I think that's a huge swing from that one incident, and if you pardon the pun for swing, I didn't actually mean that one, but it really was a stupid thing to do, no matter how experienced he is. People say, oh, well, it's not like him. They said the same for Jamie Heaslip when he kneed Richie McCaw in the head. They said the same for John Hayes when he stamped on Kian Healy at the RDS. My assertion on that is, if it's not like you, you wouldn't do it, okay? I just think, you know, they need to be made responsible for what they do, no matter who they are or what they've done or who they play for. And, you know, my kid was watching with me. My son was watching when Jamie Heaslip did that. And I just had to say to him, listen, you just can't do that. You can't get away with that, no matter how much of a sporting hero you are. So that's my opinion. I think the 4-week ban is fine. I think it should be done and dusted. He shouldn't appeal, and he should leave it at that. That's my views there. Now, my prediction for the match, I'm going to be optimistic for this weekend. I'm going to say Leinster to win by 8. I think we're going to deny them the bonus point. We're going to come out on top in the back-to-back series. I hope that happens. If you want to follow me on Twitter, I'm at Harpin on Rugby. You can also subscribe to this feed via iTunes on my Audioboo page. I have a new Facebook presence, Harpin on Rugby, so check that out. You can get to it via the blog. And enjoy yourselves over the weekend, wherever you're watching rugby. And come on the Leinster.
Deeply.